Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, I'm sorry all of you who needed to see me last Thursday and Friday, but I went to convention to get smarter just for your benefit. Well, what I did up there is I spent one day in parasitology, learning about parasites that most of it I already knew, but a lot of new information's out there, which is great. The other day I spent in behavioral problems. Well, let me tell you, I learned a lot in that one. One of the take-home lessons is, if it isn't working, change. If your dog wants to bite every other dog, you need to change something. It's not right. One of the things that we talked about were bad dog behaviors. Food treats are great for good behavior. Now, it's got to be something really good. Those of you that are my clients know that I give freeze-dried liver treats, and those of you who like liver think that's okay. Those of you who hate liver just think that's terrible, but you know what? About 85% of my dogs really look forward to those. So good food treats. And what they suggested was pieces of chicken or pieces of beef, something that's really, really good. So when your dog does a good behavior instead of a bad behavior, treat them. Tell them how it's great. Avoid what causes the bad behavior. Well, that sounds like it's easy enough and probably not very easy to do. Although one of the examples that the instructor gave was dogs who tear up their kennels. You know, your dog messes in the house or something, so you put him in a kennel while you're gone to work all day. You come home and he has ripped the kennel to shreds. And believe me, I agree with her when she said, there is not a kennel made that a dog can't tear up. And that is true. They can tear up everything. I've seen them tear wires off. It's just unbelievable what they can do. So these people were having a terrible problem with this. The behavioralist went into their house and said, well, why don't you let your dog out? Well, gee whiz, the dog was happy when he was out. He just didn't want to be in the kennel. If it isn't working, change it. Sometimes dogs just don't like certain things. We had a dog in our office that hated anybody that had a baseball cap on. Well, if that was your dog, you're going to meet a lot of people when you go for a walk that have a baseball cap on. So you need to change the behavior. So what you need to do is get yourself about 10 different kinds of baseball hats and wear them around the house. And every time the dog looks at you, give him a treat. Pretty soon he goes, hey, baseball hats give treats. I love that part. You get a friend of yours that wears a baseball hat all the time, may or may not be very good terms with your dog. Give him a bag full of treats and walk up and say, hi, and give him a treat. Changing the behavior. If it isn't working, change something. One of the problems we have with bad behavior like that is, and it happened to me the other day, a lady told me a problem. Her husband goes to bed early. The dog gets in bed with the husband. When she comes to bed, the dog tries to bite her. She doesn't want her in the bed. Well, she's telling the dog no. She's moving the dog. She's trying to pet it, trying to be nice. It isn't doing any good. Well, if it isn't doing any good, got to change the behavior. It's that simple. So one of the things that they suggested you do is, hey, don't let the dog sleep with you. Now, that really upsets people sometimes. So maybe what you need to do is when you get ready to get into bed, have that little bag of chicken with you and give him a couple of chicken treats before you try to get into bed. And then as you get in, give him a treat. As long as he's not growling, as long as he's not talking nasty to you, keep giving him treats till you're laying down comfortably and then forget about it and maybe things will just be really well. If it isn't working, change it. So avoidance is one way to change activity. Another way to change it is classic conditioning. What does that mean? Well, that means that you try to get a bad behavior with a good behavior. Okay, so let's say, for instance, your dog doesn't like loud noises. So every time it's a thunderstorm, you sit there with your bag of treats, and when it thunders, you give your dog a treat. When the car backfires, have those treats handy and give him your dog a treat. If somebody's building a new deck outside and they're beating on the boards, stand there and listen to it and give your dog treats. Try to change the idea that loud noises are bad to loud noises mean good treats. The other thing that you can do is you can desensitize a dog. And again, storms is a perfect example. If your dog hates storms, there are CDs out there available today on the market that have storm sounds on them. You put them in your Bose stereo system and you turn it down really, really low. Maybe you can't even hear it or just barely hear it. Doesn't bother you, doesn't bother your dog. Turn it up the next day and up the next day. And as long as your dog is fine, you keep giving him treats every time you turn it up. Change the idea. If it isn't working, change it. That dog that's afraid of people with hats on, wear hats around the house all the time. Everybody in the family, put a hat on so he gets used to seeing people in hats. Desensitize him to that problem. Had a dog one time in our office that didn't like blonde women. Well, if you know Becky, when she was a little younger, she was blonde. She's still light-haired. Any rate, he didn't like blonde women. So if that's your dog, hey, everybody needs to get a blonde wig in your house and wear it around the house to desensitize your dog. One of the things that I heard, and this is going to be my last thing for today, is wagging tails do not mean your dog is happy. A wagging tail means I'm ready to go. I'm either going to go bite you, or I'm going to go have fun with you. Wagging tails simply mean I'm ready to go. This is Dr. Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center at 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. The number's 243-2121, and I'm ready to go.